Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A warning about a new viral video challenge. The nominees for the Shorty Awards and Nipsey Hussle being honored at the Grammys. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Looks like Drake may have already crushed the dreams of anyone thinking they had a shot at Rihanna.
Leroy Hesha's sports.
And the GOAT Tom Brady has a message for the flock, a.k.a. the fans.
But first, the Massachusetts Fire Marshal wants to warn people about a viral video challenge that could cause a fire. Now, before I tell you what it is, do not do this. You hear me? Don't do it. So the challenge on TikTok involves using the plug part of a phone charger, partially inserting it into the outlet, and then sliding a penny down the wall onto the exposed prongs. And it causes sparks, electrical damage, and in some cases, fire.
What'd you say? See,
you also heard me say before that do not do this.
I understand
that's not
that.
Even, like, that's not a challenge. Like, people are just getting done with the... Okay, if you're going to do a challenge like that, I got a challenge for you. Climb the highest tree you can find, okay? As high as possible. Then close your eyes, hug yourself, and just fall backwards.
Yeah, no, don't do that either. I mean,
put it on TikTok first, though.
Yeah, but make sure someone's videotaping it for TikTok.
Well, it's been linked to scorched outlets in Plymouth and Holden. One student in Westford who participated in the challenge is now facing charges. So, again, do not do this. Well, the nominees are out for the 12th Annual Shorty Awards. The Shorty Awards honor the best in social media. And they're, of course, are your usual categories like actor, celebrity, dance, music. But then there are some like TikToker of the Year, Instagrammer of the Year, and Twitch stream. And then there's some really fun ones like the meme parody account with nominees like Dilf of Disneyland, pigeons doing things, and thoughts of a dog. And you can't have social media awards without Meme of the Year, where some of the nominees are Baby Yoda sipping tea, Kiki Palmer's Sorry to This Man, and Gonna Tell My Kids. The Shorty Awards will be given out on May 3rd and will be live streamed at shortyawards.com. And the Grammys are this weekend. The late Nipsey Hussle being honored. He's already nominated for 3 Grammys, Best Rap Performance, Best Rap Song, and Best Rap Sung Performance. Now it's been announced that there will be a special performance that will pay tribute to Nipsey. Performing will be DJ Khaled, John Legend, Roddy Ricch, Kirk Franklin, Meek Mill, and YG. And you can check it out when the Grammys air live on Sunday from the Staples Center. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Wendy Williams learning the hard way not to eat right before her show on an episode of her talk show the other day. She was deep into her Hot Topics segment when she stopped, leaned to the side, and let out a very loud and distinct fart.
I'm going to play you the original, and then I'm gonna jack up the fart noise just in case you don't hear it right.
That cop wasn't playing that. I mean, you're lucky you only got battery.
Okay, so now let's jack up the fart, even though clearly you hear the fart there. But let's...
That cop wasn't playing that. I mean, you're lucky you only got battery.
See, she did it wrong. Anyone knows that if something's sneaking out, you got to talk louder so no one can hear it.
And the last thing you do, is pause in the middle of a sentence. And then when you start talking again, she was still straining. Listen to the way she talked.
That cop wasn't playing that. I mean, you're lucky you only got battery.
That's like a little kid who's farting and talking.
Of course, everybody was harassing her on social media, including Summer Walker, which I thought was hilarious. Sunday night's Grammys about to get a lot more interesting. The Grammy CEO, or former Grammy CEO, Deborah Dugan, she was placed on administrative leave last week. And people have been saying since she was placed on leave that she was about to drop a bomb because she had been super quiet. Well, she just filed a complaint claiming discrimination and sexual harassment. And what's even more interesting is she's pretty much saying the Grammy are rigged, that the voting members use significant conflicts of interest and close personal relationships in regards to who they vote for, and that artists this year, like Ariana Grande and Ed Sheeran, were clearly shunned because of those practices.
Wow.
And Ariana seemed to tweet about the news last night, posting, "You've seen it." And Deborah, by the way, is asking for $22 million.
Yeah, there's definitely something with that situation because
absolutely.
Her side is saying that they were uncovering all these things, and they were kind of trying to like fix it and expose it.
Yep.
The other side is saying that she had this like really harsh management style and was a bully.
That was their reason why they're saying they put her on.
So someone is clearly lying, like 100% lying. I just can't wait to see who it is.
And who doesn't believe the Grammys are rigged? I mean, come on. To some capacity.
Every award show is rigged.
And it hasn't even been a week since we learned about Rihanna and her billionaire boyfriend breaking up. And already the Who's Gonna Be Rihanna's New Man watch is on. And there were rumors she was getting all cozy with ASAP Rocky over the weekend. Now it looks like Drake is already swooping in. According to sources, Rihanna and Drake were very close on Friday at a concert.
Y'all telling me with this? I can't help 30 years. You know?
Robert.
They didn't go together. They didn't leave together. They were just standing next to each other. But you know, that's all anybody needs to get the rumors going. A source close to Rihanna, though, says they're already deading the rumors. They are definitely not dating. Although Drake has not commented yet. So you know he wants to keep this going.
Damn right.
So we'll see with that. Here's Leroy with sports.
He's so mad.
Drake, I can't stand him. The Bruins beat the Golden Knights 3-2. A bad look for NCAA basketball last night as a ugly brawl broke out between Kansas and Kansas State. Jeez. The game was pretty much over, but the benches cleared. It were punches, kicks, all types of stuff. It was just bad, and we should expect multiple suspensions real soon. Former Patriot wide receiver Antonio Brown is in the news again. He's wanted by police for battery. Allegedly, him and his trainer assaulted the driver of a moving truck outside his home in Hollywood, Florida. And we should find out more by noon today. And apparently, Brady is looking down and watching us all from on high. Someone wrote, "Stay Tom in the snow in the public garden." The picture was posted, and Tom Brady himself responded. He said, "Love you all," with two heart emojis next to it. What does it all mean?
Nothing.
It means absolutely nothing, because chances are he's still going to leave, so just get ready. Celtics-Grizzlies tonight at 7:30, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. So it's January 22nd, which is a very special day for Edward and Madeline Newbold. The Watertown couple in their mid-90s, today is their 75th anniversary.
Aww.
Listen to this. You'll love how they met. So Anne worked at the Golden Cookie Company during the mid-40s, and she and some of her co-workers were sending boxes of cookies to soldiers serving in World War II. Well, Anne decided to slip a note in one of the boxes, and a guy on the ship's like, "It's some crazy lady left, like, this note." So Edward took it. The note said, "I want to meet somebody with black hair and blue eyes."
Wow.
Isn't that
desperation?
And it had Ed's name and address on it. So Ed wrote back while he was on leave. They met, saw a movie in Boston. And while they're watching the movie, he's like, "Do you want to go steady with me?" She says, "Yes."
Aww.
"Now that we're going steady, how about we get married?" They got married like weeks later.
Oh, see, that's... She would never have been able to survive with online dating, because if that's her criteria for a man, could you imagine? I just want a guy with dark hair and nice eyes.
I love it. Well, Ed's advice for a happy marriage, kiss one another a lot, and said take it day by day. So happy anniversary to them. That's your good news. And this report made hot by National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has been training aviation professionals since 1932. Start your new career today.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.